From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is moving toward a tougher stance toward China's trade and currency policies. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says China has not allowed its currency to rise far enough or fast enough in value against the dollar.
The Chinese currency is significantly undervalued.
Geithner testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. The chairman of that panel, Senator Chris Dodd, says the result is the Chinese exports remain relatively cheap, and that hurts American businesses.
For years, American workers have not been able to compete on a level playing field because of China's policies. And now they're struggling to secure jobs in the midst of a slow recovery from the global economic crisis.
Dodd says China's economic policies have led to huge trade deficits and the loss of American manufacturing jobs. In the latest evidence of that, the Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit in the second quarter rose to its highest point in 2.5 years. President Obama says narrowing that trade deficit is one reason he has set a goal of doubling U.S. exports over the next 5 years, which he says will create new jobs.
The world wants to buy goods and services made in the United States, and our workers are ready to produce them. That's why 6 months ago we launched the National Export Initiative.
The president speaking to members of his export council at the White House today. The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits have edged down. NPR's Tamara Keith says those initial claims are now at a two-month low.
The number of newly jobless workers applying for unemployment benefits fell by 3,000. That's not exactly a blockbuster improvement, but since the markets had been expecting claims to rise, this is being received as good news. In recent weeks, claims have been trending downward. The number of weekly claims has fallen more than 10% in the last month. Though economists say we're far from a healthy job market, something closer to 350,000 people per week seeking unemployment benefits would be considered normal, and we've been hovering around 450,000 all year. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
A new report from the Census Bureau says the number of Americans living in poverty has climbed to 14.3%, the highest level in 6 years. The ranks of the working age poor has risen to its highest level since the 1960s. Illegal drug use in the U.S. is up to its highest level in nearly a decade, increasing 9% last year. The rise fueled by a sharp surge in marijuana use, as well as increases in the use of ecstasy and methamphetamine. The head of the Office of National Drug Control Policy says the increasing approval of medical marijuana use is sending the wrong message to young people. And then there were three active hurricanes, that is. The latest is Carl, which is over the southern Gulf of Mexico. Hurricanes Igor and Julia are in the Atlantic. Igor could cause dangerous rip currents along the East Coast this weekend. Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 3 points. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has ended 3 days of talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders with no sign of a breakthrough on the issue of Israeli settlement construction. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Clinton met in the West Bank today with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
Clinton reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to the talks he's been holding with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The United States and all of us, led by President Obama, are very committed and determined to work toward a peace agreement through direct negotiations.
Abbas said the issues are difficult, but the unwavering U.S. support gives him hope. He added that there's no alternative to peace other than through negotiations. He's been threatening to walk out if Israel resumes settlement building in the West Bank when a moratorium expires later this month. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Ramallah.
Pope Benedict has arrived in Scotland, first stop on an historic 4-day visit to Britain. Speaking to reporters during the flight there, the Pope acknowledged that the Roman Catholic Church failed to act quickly or decisively enough to deal with priests who have abused children. He said the Church's top priority now is helping the victims of abuse. The Pope was greeted by Queen Elizabeth at her Scottish palace.
We are all aware of the special contribution of the Roman Catholic Church, particularly in its ministry to the poorest and most deprived members of society.
The Queen is head of the Church of England, which split from the Roman Catholic Church back in the 16th century, a split that was followed by centuries of anti-Catholic sentiment in Britain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington. Support